bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. Opening statements begin today in the Donald Trump criminal case. In what many news outlets are calling an unprecedented event in American history, a former president stands trial for criminal offenses in falsifying business records for a hush money payment to an adult film star named Stormy Daniels. The former president pleaded not guilty to the 34-count indictment charge made against him. Live reports from the courtroom say that Trump made no effort to make eye contact with any of the jurors as they entered the courtroom. Judge Merchan made a lengthy speech prior to the opening statements, emphasizing how the trial will be outlined, stating, "The defendant is presumed to be innocent. It is not sufficient to prove that the defendant is probably guilty." Continuing with, "That happens in TV and in movies, but it doesn't happen in real trials, as two of the jurors have never served on a jury before." The Bronx News Flash will continue to update you as the trial continues throughout the week. The House has approved a $95 billion aid bill to support Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. This comes after months of pushback from hard right members of Congress. Louisiana Republican and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson stated on the matter, "We did our work here, and I think history will judge it well." He himself also risked his own position as Speaker of the House while negotiations were underway these last several months. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky was particularly grateful for the news, thanking America in a brief statement, while also showing appreciation for both parties and Speaker Johnson. Despite this news, hard-right Republicans still continue to hammer home the idea of the United States being under attack at the border, and for months pushed to have border aid as part of the bill. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2024 was announced last night on American Idol by Ryan Seacrest and Lionel Richie. This year's class includes the likes of Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. Four of the eight inductees were on the ballot for the first time. Others have also earned themselves awards for their musical influence and excellence, like Jimmy Buffett. The induction ceremony will take place October 19th at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio, and will be streamed live on Disney+. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.